just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your warm welcome and allowing me to be here. I am headed to the Field of Chili. I am thoroughly excited about serving the Lord, and it's just my pleasure to be able to do so. I am going to show you this video in just a few moments, but I do want you to think of a couple things before we do so. Chili is 89% Roman Catholicism, and because of that, they are told that they need nothing else except for the church. They are told that they just need the church, the priest, or the pope, and they don't need anything else. They are highly discouraged of bringing Bibles into Mass, and they're even more highly discouraged of not even just owning one, period. So many Chileans have never actually had a copy of Scriptures in their hands. Many times the only copy of Scriptures that they've ever seen is the one that is carried into Mass by the Pope that is there. And so that is one of the main things, is when you give them a copy of the Scriptures, it's the first time, and they covet that. But because 89% of it is Roman Catholicism, most of them are only aware of a works-based salvation. I was able to go down in 2008 on a survey trip and was down there for about 3.5 weeks. And I know enough Spanish, I tell people, to be dangerous. But I can communicate, and I can at least give a presentation of the gospel in Spanish. And so I was out with another lady, and we were going out soul winning. And time again, after we were talking to people, when we would give them a presentation of a faith-based salvation, they had no clue what I was talking about, because they've only been taught works, works, works. And so that is what I am going down there to do. I'm going to be serving down there with the people that are going to be working, but I am going to show you this video. But think of those two things while we watch this video, and then I'll come up and explain a little bit more about what my job down there will be.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Jesus loves me, this I know.
What if your family and friends lied to you your whole life? What if it was about the most important decision you would ever have to make? What if your family lied to you and they didn't even know it? What if the only salvation you had heard of was one of works and sacraments? What if you were told that the church has supreme authority, all of which offer no comfort and no salvation, all that will lead you to a Christless eternity? What if you knew that you didn't have the truth but couldn't find someone to tell you? Millions of Chileans are searching for the truth. Many are searching and have no one to tell them. With 6.5 million people in Santiago and 89% declaring Catholicism as their religion, there is much work to be done. Hi, my name is Susan Moore, and God has called me to Santiago, Chile. I was blessed to have been raised in a Christian home, although because of selfish pride, I did not accept Christ as my Savior until I was 25. Through the years growing up in church, I have been able to work in a variety of ministries that include teaching Sunday school, working with youth, and working in the bus ministry. I have also had the privilege of attending Heritage Baptist Institute in Cleveland, Ohio, where I graduated with a bachelor's degree in religious education. In June of 2008, I was able to go on a missions trip to Santiago, Chile with Medical Missions Outreach. During this trip, the Lord began to work in my heart regarding the people of Chile. In February 2009, the Lord allowed me to take a survey trip to Chile. During this time, the Lord confirmed in my heart of being a missionary to the Chilean people. While working in Chile, I will have the privilege to be working alongside Jason and Jenny Kenny. This will be my base church in which I will work in children, youth, and women's ministries with the ultimate goal of teaching the nationals how to teach and reach their own people. As an outreach, I will be able to teach English as a second language using Bible-based materials that clearly present the gospel. I will also have the opportunity to be able to partner with Jason and Lori Holt at their ministry at Iglesia Baptista de Fe in larger activities such as youth camps, vacation Bible schools, and evangelistic dramas. Would you please pray with me regarding the ministry to which God has called me, and prayerfully consider partnering with me financially so that they too can hear the glorious gospel of Christ.
City. And they have strategically picked this mountain to place a statue of Mary there. They feel protected with her watching over the city. They have actually had a ceremony giving her a set of the keys to the city so that they feel that she is in control and that she will help them on a daily basis. And the saddest thing that you can see is that when Chileans in certain parts of the year will actually take pilgrimages up this mountain, on their hands and knees, showing their dedication to her and trying to earn their way to heaven. And you can easily point your finger and say, why in the world can they do that and how can they do such things? But if we were in their shoes and the only salvation that we knew of was by works, we'd be doing the same thing. The problem is that they need to hear that the only way to heaven is through faith in Jesus Christ. And that is my prayer. I'm gonna go down and I'm gonna be working with those missionaries that were in the video. Also, there is one other set of missionaries, family and missionaries I'll be working with, and that's the McBriar family. They came down after that video was made. But I will be primarily working with the Kennys in their ministry, doing women's, children's, and youth ministries, and then helping with the other two missionaries with larger activities, like vacation Bible schools, youth camps, whatever can be done to reach more people with the gospel, and that's what my prayer is. A couple of the ministries that the Lord has really laid upon my heart, as the video said, English as a second language. It is a key thing for Chileans to learn any English that they possibly can. They want to learn English. If they feel that if they can learn any English, it's a possibility of a better job. It's a possibility of being able to provide for their family better. So when you offer a free English class, they come running. And they actually did this when they opened the church that was in that video, Faye, and they had over 250 people sign up for the class, and in 8 weeks they had 75 saved. And so it's a ministry that is proven. It is an eight-week course that they give them the bare basics of English while teaching them Bible stories and the gospel. And so I want to start that up on a more consistent basis. Right now that they have used it primarily to start the churches, to get names out and get them familiar with some people. But to use it on a more consistent basis, that's just more people that can be reached through that ministry. Another ministry that the Lord has laid upon my heart is traveling vacation Bible schools. And the thinking there is that in Chile, they don't drive unless it's necessary. The average Chilean family does own one vehicle, but they only drive it to work. And they call that necessary because they earn the money at work that they need to pay for the gas that took to get there. Because gas in Chile sometimes ranges from $8 to $10 a gallon. So it's not cheap. So they do not drive to church, so they walk. So with every church you have that you plant, you're reaching about an 8 to 10 mile radius of people wherever that they can walk, which is a lot of people because they are all in, they're like right on top of each other. But my prayer is that I'm obviously not going to go down and start a church, and I'm not going to go down and preach. But what if I can go and start vacation Bible schools in the parks throughout the city and be able to reach children through a 3 to 5 day vacation Bible school, kind of like Neighborhood Bible Time or Schmite, if you guys know those. And it'll be an emphasis of like a vacation Bible school. And then through that, prayerfully get the contact of the child, get the contact of the parents, and through visitation, prayerfully reach the parents. And then tell them, if you meet me at the parks, then I'll come get you, and then we'll take you to church and we'll take you back. So you're reaching a whole, if I go 10 miles away, I'm reaching a whole nother 10 mile radius of people with the church that was planted by the other missionary. And so you're reaching more people through that way. But the number one ministry that the Lord has laid upon my heart is truly discipleship. It is key to be able to disciple them and help them to grow in the Word of God and the knowledge of the Word of God, and to train them to be able to take those ministries over. When they get saved, they are babes in Christ. They don't know the Bible stories. They don't know Adam and Eve. They don't know Noah and the Ark. They don't know David and Goliath, let alone how to teach those lessons and how to grow their relationship with Christ. So they need discipled. And that will be one of my key ministries, Lord willing, that I will even start when I'm down there in language school. It's amazing to see what the Lord can use during discipleship. And that's one of my big prayers, is to be able to train them and then be able to have them take over. And then, Lord willing, mainly put myself out of a job and then move to another church that one of the other missionaries has started. Between the three families that I'll be working with, they have a total of 5 churches. The one church is completely done by a Chilean pastor, by a national. They gave that over to him about a year ago, and it's doing well. But so I do covet your prayers. Chile, like I said, is 89% Catholic, but in recent years, they have started to question the Catholic Church. They have started to turn away on their own because they want answers from the Bible. And that's important, because if you can get them the Word of God, then that's all you need. If they're willing to listen and they trust that, that is all you need. But the problem is that when they turn away and they look for something else, the people that are holding a Word of God that are there in vast numbers is the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witness. So they're grabbing them up like wildfire. So they really need the truth. And so I do covet your prayers. I am praying that I can get down there by the end of spring or early summer of next year. I'm at about 80% of my support. The Lord has been so good. I've been on full-time deputation for about 16 months. And it's just been amazing to see how the Lord works and how the Lord uses people to be able to bring this ministry together. I do covet your prayers. I do travel by myself, like Pastor said, and on average, I average about 4,000 to 5,000 miles on my car every month. But it's been amazing. The Lord has been so good, and I count it a blessing to be able to go down to the people of Chile and be able to serve there. If you do think of the dates of January 23rd through February 7th, I am actually taking a trip down to Chile. My home church supplied me with an airline ticket down to be able to go down, number one, to be able to look for an apartment, to be able to set up language school, to be able to get some things set up when I do come down in the late spring. But also, I will be there the week of youth camp. And so I will be actually teaching the girls at youth camp for 5 days through an interpreter. And if anybody has ever spoken through an interpreter, I honestly believe that it's easier to learn the language than to speak through an interpreter. So I do covet your prayers through that, because I do not know enough Spanish to be able to communicate justifiably through a lesson. But I do covet your prayers through that. I am very excited for that opportunity to be able to do it. It'll be a busy 2 weeks, but I'm excited to get that set up, to be able to get down there and to be able to start the ministry that the Lord has called me to. But I do want to end this with a song that the Lord has just really used in my heart that has been a blessing to me. And I ask that you listen to the words of it. I'm sure that you guys have heard this song before, but it really shows that it doesn't matter what phase of life that we're at or where God has put us, that there's people to be reached. Not all of us are called to a foreign field, but where God has put us, there's people that need to hear him, to hear about him. In the harvest field now ripened, there's a work for all to do. Hark, the voice of God is calling to the harvest, calling you. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. Does the place you're called to labor seem so small and little known? It is great if God is in it, and he'll not forget his own. Are you laid aside from service, body worn from toil and care? You can still be in the battle, in that sacred place of prayer. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. When the conflict here is ended and our race on earth is run, he will say, if we're faithful, welcome home, my child, well done. Little is much when God is in it. Crown, and you can win it if you'll go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hayden, I do have a table set up in the back. I do have some prayer cards back there. And if you have any questions, I can open it up for questions. I'm not saying I have all the answers, but I will try and answer any questions that you may have, if you have just a couple questions at this point. Yes, ma'am.
How strong a conflict does the church give to, especially men who have been battling against?
So far, they have not had much conflict at all. We are able to get into the country pretty easily through the right paperwork. I go under a work visa, and through that, we've had no problems. They've had no problems with the ministries that they've had doing just whatever the Lord leads them to do. They have not had any confrontation from the government at this point. So that's a huge blessing. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What were the circumstances and scriptures that God used to call you as a missionary?
Yes, I went down on a medical missions trip in 2008, and was through, and I was just going on a 10-day mission trip. I had been on several mission trips before. I had been to Mexico, Canada. So when my youth pastor at that point had asked me to go on a mission trip, I told him, really, I'm not medically inclined. I can put Band-Aids on, but that's just about it. But he really urged me just to pray about it. And through a series of events, the Lord confirmed that that is what he wanted me to do. I went down through that mission trip and absolutely fell in love with the people. And I knew that the Lord was working on my heart regarding that country, but I was not sure at that point, even when I left, that he wanted me to do full-time ministry, or if he wanted me to do maybe be more prayerfully involved or even financially involved in the ministry that we were there. But when I came home, I took 30 days and I really just prayed about it, because I decided that if I was going to do something, I didn't want it to be between me and 500 other people. I wanted it between me and the Lord. And so I prayed about it for about 30 days and took it to my pastor, because at the end of 30 days, the Lord really confirmed in my heart that he wanted me to be in that ministry with those missionaries. He allowed me to see what kind of missionary ministries that I could be involved in, and he really gave me a burden to see the gospel in Chile. And so I took that to my pastor, and he was behind me from day one. And at that point, I hadn't even told anybody except for me, God, and my pastor. And so I took it, and I had to call the missionaries. Well, they don't have phones in their houses, so I had to email. Well, through a long story, about 4 days before I was ready to send my email out, the missionary's wife actually emailed me and asked me to prayerfully consider coming down and working with them, because the Lord had really laid it upon their heart. And so through that, it was just amazing how the Lord was not only working in my heart and confirmed it in my heart, but he was already working in theirs as well. And so it's just a blessing to be able to know through that. And then, of course, just through my devotions, the Lord continued to give me confirmation after confirmation about being there and doing this ministry. Does that answer your... Okay. Anybody else have any questions? All right, well, thank you so much. I appreciate you allowing me to be here. And if you do think of anything else, I will be back at the table after church. Thank you so much.